You're listening to SBS News.
Planet Youth began in Iceland in 1998 to help reduce the country's drug and alcohol consumption among its young people. Program director Jon Sigfusson says at the time the country had one of the highest youth alcohol, cigarette and cannabis use among 16-year-olds anywhere in Europe.
There's a lot of tolerance towards youth drinking. Parents were not really involved, not engaged. We didn't have enough of extracurricular activities for the kids to attend to.
In the past 20 years, among Iceland's 16-year-olds, the number of students who'd been drunk in the past months dropped from 42% to 5%. Those who smoked cigarettes went from 23% to 2%, and cannabis use fell from 17% to 6%. The Alcohol and Drug Foundation in Australia has now teamed up with Planet Youth. Representatives from a number of groups have been meeting in Melbourne to learn how to deliver the program to their own communities. Chief Executive of the Foundation, Dr. Erin Laylor, says the program will help to complement existing methods being used by those who will be involved in the trial.
The response will be different in every community. It will be driven very much by their own local information. And many of these communities are doing those sorts of activities at the moment, but they're operating a little bit blind because they don't have the quality of information that the Planet Youth model will deliver.
What it delivers is not just organised activities. Mr. Sigfusson says it uses a community-based approach to develop targeted drug solutions and policies.
The three main pillars of success is that one of them is dialogue between researchers, policymakers and practitioners. That's a key. Also, basing all the work on evidence, on local evidence. Too often, people who are working in municipalities only have country figures about the situation, so they really cannot address the local situation.
Belinda Buck works for Hepburn Health Services in central Victoria. Her community will be one of 10 to take part in the trial. Her community already runs a program which helps young people through a hospitality program which teaches them how to cook and eventually get jobs. She says she hopes the program will allow them to build on the connections they already have with the local community.
Having the opportunity to learn more about what's happening in our community and gathering that evidence base to help determine how we move forward in supporting young people locally will be a great benefit.
At least 20 countries, including Spain, Chile, France and Italy, have now adopted the program. And while Australia is a very different place to Iceland, Mr. Sigfusson says the key to the program's success is adapting it to individual communities. The trial will run over 2.5 years. Gloria Kleisch, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.